Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on the show, I am joined by Michelle Norris, CEO and founder of PaleoFX. Now, for those of you that have attended this great event here in Austin, you know what an amazing, extraordinary, one-of-a-kind experience it is. I went for the first time this past year, and I was really blown away by the people that attended, but also by the companies that were at the booths. It was just so different. I found myself wanting to stop and chat with everyone. Everyone's very, very, very passionate about helping other people really get on the health wagon, not just fitness, but health. So I loved that. And what you'll learn in this interview with Michelle is not only about PaleoFX and what was the origin of that and the story with her and Keith, who founded the company and the organization, but you also hear about Michelle, who originally had a career as a chef. And her background is Italian. So when you're thinking about a chef who spends a lot of time cooking pizza and pasta and ends up completely paleo, what does that tell you? She changed her whole world around and changed her health around for the better. And I know you're going to be wowed by this interview, by what you pick up on. It's similar to several other folks that we've had on the show, in that you're going to learn about how simply changing your lifestyle and changing what you eat can have a significant impact on your health and, of course, on your fitness. So hopefully that excites you. It excites me. And I encourage you to tune in to this show. Let us know if you have any questions. We'll certainly be having Michelle back on the show. And for now, sit back, get yourself a cup of bulletproof coffee, and enjoy. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and today on this show, I am joined by Michelle Norris, the CEO and founder of PaleoFX. And if you haven't heard of PaleoFX, you're going to know a lot more about it after the show. Not only paleo, but this amazing, outstanding event. I attended actually for the first time this year, but it's hosted here in Austin. And I know that all of you listening are going to want to go in future years because it's really one of a kind, as is Michelle. So Michelle, welcome to the show. Excited to have you here. I told everybody a little bit about you in the introduction, but I do want to dive right in. And certainly with most guests that I have here that are here for the first time on the show, I always like to ask them, when did you first start pursuing getting healthy, getting fit? When did you first start pursuing maybe the beginnings of your paleo lifestyle and your interest in living fit? And when was that for you and why was that?
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me on the show, Kelly. I'm really excited to be here. That's a really interesting question because this actually started a very long time ago when paleo was really just a kind of a blip on the radar back in the dial-up days of internet.
And I remember those days.
Yeah, it's crazy. So my husband, Keith, has been a bodybuilder, longtime bodybuilder, very into nutrition since he was a teenager, and has always done a lot of research into nutrition and different ways of eating and that type of thing. And so he was on the internet poking around, getting some information. He was coaching. He was doing some coaching for a wrestling coach, actually, when we lived in North Carolina. And poked around and was on some forums and met a guy named that a lot of your people probably know who he is Rob Wolf and Art Devaney, and started talking to them on some forums and what have you. And they started kind of telling him about this paleo thing. And so Keith has always been really interested and does a lot of, you know, N equals one experimentation with himself. And so he decided, hey, this sounds like it's got some juice behind it. So I'm going to try it. So he did, and he was hooked immediately and realized that it he had a hereditary form of high blood pressure, and we had literally done everything. He had cut out coffee, alcohol, salt, you name it, the whole nine yards, trying to get rid of it, and nothing would suffice. And the doctors were actually getting ready to put him on a medication if he didn't get it under control. And he went paleo, and a few weeks in, his high blood pressure was gone, and he's never had it again since. So he was hooked after that point. And so what was interesting is my specialty as a chef at the time is Italian, and I made my own pizza dough and my own pasta, and we ate. I believe that I thought at the time that we ate really, really healthy. Unfortunately, with that much pizza and pasta and that type of thing, even though it's homemade, it's still refined carbohydrates. And so it was, it was rough. And so what was interesting is I had all of these issues. Every single time that I ate, I had severe stomach cramps. I felt awful. My sides hurt. My stomach hurt. I had nausea. It was a mess. And so Keith had been, talking to Rob about the celiac thing. And so he kept saying to me, I think you have the celiac thing. You should get it checked out. And now Keith is not somebody that'll beat you over the head with something and be like, you need to do this. He's just not that way. He just kind of will bring it up here and there and kind of drip on you. And that's how he always was. And so he had been paleo for close to a year. This was the other thing. If I was making dinner and I was making anything that was not paleo that he could not eat, he would make his own dinner. And so this went on for close to a year. And about a year in, we had teenagers at the time. And so one of them was having a birthday, and I'm in there and I'm making pizza and pasta and the whole nine yards. And there he is making his dinner. And I looked at him and I said, you're like really never going to have my pizza or pasta again, are you? And he said, no. And I really think that you have this celiac thing and you should get it checked. And I went, okay. And so I did. I went and I got it checked. At the time, they didn't test for the right antibodies, so I came up negative. But my doctor was so compelled by my symptoms that he said, I really think that you probably do have celiac. And he said, so what I want to do is I want to do a biopsy on your colon. And I'm thinking to myself, what? Like,
Good
that's
times.
just really invasive to figure this out. How about I just cut out the stuff that's causing the problem? And maybe I'll cut out the gluten. I don't know. That sounds like a very novel idea. But anyway, and what's interesting to me is while he's talking to me, he's literally falling asleep, like literally like dozing off and then pulling himself back. You know how somebody like kind of jerks themselves back awake? And I'm
Yes.
thinking,
I
really,
call that
always.
the college nod. That's what I did in all of my
Oh,
college classes at the
yeah.
end of.
Well, it was funny because I was thinking, you're like the last person on earth I'd let cut into me. But so I go home, I talk to Keith, and I just decide that I'm going to try paleo. And literally 3 weeks into paleo, I had been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, early onset rheumatoid arthritis, IBS, and chronic fatigue syndrome. And IBS is irritable bowel syndrome for those of you that might not know. But anyway, so I had been diagnosed with all of these things. I had migraines since I was 17 years old.
No
And
way.
yeah, it was insane. And so literally 3 weeks in, everything was gone. And anyone that knows anything about rheumatoid arthritis knows that rheumatoid arthritis goes into remission. It does not go away. Well, so I had been misdiagnosed. And what had happened is I just had this inflammation. It was just chronic inflammation from the foods that I was eating. And so literally that was 3 weeks in. And honestly, here I am. I was a food writer. I was a recipe developer for other websites and everything, and which were all sad diet recipes and stuff. I kept on writing because I was in a pretty much a state of denial. I kept thinking at some point in my life, I'm going to be able to figure out how to healthily put these things back into my diet. And I was really wrong there, obviously. And so, but I was pissed off. I was really angry that I had to stop eating these foods that I love just to be healthy. And so, about another 3 weeks went by, And, you know, when you were on this, when you were eating in a poor diet that's not healthy or whatever, you know, women fluctuate. We yo-yo in our weight. And so we'll go from a size, you know, 6 to back up to a 10 or a 12 or whatever. And so you have all these clothes in your closet that you keep.
Yes.
But one of the things that I find interesting about it is that you don't ever really notice that when you're going up and down, you just change clothes and you don't think about it. And when you have the clothes, that is. And so I was fluctuating down and didn't realize it. And it was just kind of like one of those things that I had gotten so used to going up and going down. And what was interesting is our son played baseball and we had been out of season for about 10 weeks. 10, 12 weeks, something like that. So I hadn't seen any of the parents in, you know, this amount of time. And he had his first baseball game of the season and we showed up and literally I had been paleo for about 6 weeks. And I had been roughly around an 8 or a 10, size 8 or a 10. Now I was on a low 6 at this point and was actually getting ready to head into a 4, which actually would not have been healthy for me, but because of my bone structure and how I'm a tall person and kind of have a big bone structure. But anyway, didn't really think about it. But whenever we, you know, saw all of the parents, they were all like, oh my God, what have you done? You've lost so much weight. You look so healthy. You look so vibrant. You're just like glowing. What in the world are you doing? And I hadn't done anything. I was just eating paleo. And that was it. And so at that point, he says that's the moment that a paleo evangelist was born because that's when the light bulb went off. And I thought, oh man, this is information that could help people. Holy crap, I'm kind of stuck now. So I actually, I resigned from working at all the other websites that I was working for and I started my own website at that point. And so, yeah, and that's been, let's see, that was, that's been almost 14 years.
Wow. That's yeah. Pretty amazing, especially coming from somebody that, you know, you're in the food business. You know, it's one thing that, you know, there's people like me and a lot of folks in our Fitfluential community where, you know, we're leading this fitness lifestyle and then we learn, oh, well, this isn't good for you or this is better for you. But we're already kind of, you know, focusing on what we eat. And then you have someone who gets to be surrounded by pasta and pizza. I mean, Who doesn't fantasize about pasta and pizza? I don't know anybody that doesn't. In fact, I was just talking about that the other day. So that's a huge leap. But on the other hand, your results are remarkable. And it's really funny for me because as I'm recording these podcasts with each week, I've been making big changes and progressions in my health journey and also in my fitness journey. And I've certainly changed my diet a lot. And I'm finding that I have a paleo ketogenic approach that I call it an approach because what I do like is that people don't tend to label themselves as much anymore like they used to, whether it's in regards to their workouts or their diet. And I think that's a healthy thing. I think we should just say, look, this is what I do, because what I feel is best is that we each find our own way. Find out what works for you. What I have found recently, and I mean, I'm discovering this almost progressively each week, like the things that I used to be able to, I'm using air quotes over here, cheat with, have a piece of cheese over here, have this, like dairy, I have become so much more intolerant of dairy. I used to be able to have things with whey in it and not, you know, I could have like a little bit of whey, and those things are progressively becoming more and more difficult. And actually just yesterday, I didn't meal plan accordingly. It still is a major weakness of mine. I'm hoping my new assistant is going to help me with that. But I didn't meal prep accordingly. And I was out on the road and I got some, I'm just going to say it was processed food, and it was, you know, soy-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, you know, certified paleo or something like that. But really, it was a chemical wasteland. I knew it when I ate it, and I did it anyway. And I had a couple of these things because I was on the road and I made all these excuses to myself. I was in intestinal hell yesterday. I mean, because of that. And I used to be able to eat something like that, and it wouldn't bother me as much. But it is interesting. The more you clean up your diet, the more that the stuff that's not on point, it's like your body is going to, it's almost going to want to figuratively spit it back out. Is that what you found? Like, have you ever gone off course and had something and then now that you're so paleo, and I don't know if you do cheat, Michelle, you and I haven't gotten into that discussion, but do you ever have something that's maybe processed or has ingredients that you don't normally have? How does your body react? Or do you not do that at all?
Yeah, no, I do. I cheat from time to time, but one of the things that I feel about cheating is that I actually try to not think of it as a cheat, is that I'm just enjoying something for the moment, and I savor it, and it's just not something I do on a normal, regular basis. Like, you know, I don't do it a couple of times a week or anything like that. But yeah, I'm going to pay for it. But one of the things that I do is just ensure that it's going to be worth me paying for it, that it's something that I really, really want. So it's not just, okay, I'm dying of starvation right now, so I'm going to have these chips just because they're here. Well, that's not how it works for me. So if I'm going to, you know, cheat with something, it's going to be something that I really, really want. And it might be chips. It might be some kind of chips or whatever, with like a guacamole or what, and guacamole is obviously not the cheat. That's super healthy, but I tend to make sure that whatever it is going to be something that I'm really, really going to enjoy and savor and that I'm willing to pay the consequences for. And yeah, I think that once you get your body clear of everything, what happens is your body's far more in touch. You know, it's just far more in touch with how you feel. So it's going to, the other thing is too, is I think you've numbed your body so much when you are eating particularly a SAD diet, you've numbed your body to all the normal sensory input that comes with any type of food. So your body is dulled. And so it's like just slogging along. And what happens when you clear all of that out, it's not slogging along. So it immediately fires back and is like, nope, this stuff doesn't belong here. Let's get rid of it. Let's hurry up. Let's, you know, whatever. And I think that you start feeling it more because your body has the ability to actually react instead of having all your receptors all dulled and your senses kind of dulled as well. So, yeah, I definitely pay for it if I do cheat with something, and I don't do it very often, but I do make sure that it's good.
You know, that's you said I was taking notes on a couple of things I want to ask you because first of all, it's a very sensible way, a sensible approach, and most of the people we've interviewed recently on the show have said the same thing. That's my approach. It's taken me a while to get what I call a healthier relationship with food. You know, I've dealt with major hormonal imbalances and times when I was getting cleaner and cleaner in my diet and my body, it didn't show that I was cleaner and cleaner in my diet. It didn't show that how much I was working out in the gym. And that was a really hard time for me. It still has been, it's hard for me to deal with that. But now that I'm on the mend and listening to the right people, you know, I was listening to some very poor advice for a while. And that's part of that. I have to take that, you know, my responsibility for the fact that I listened to somebody, you know, last year that was giving me absolutely wrong pointers, but I'm on the right direction. But having a healthy relationship with food and being able to say, hey, I'm indulging, that's what I tend to say versus cheat. Most people, when I bring that up on the show, I bring it up and I say, well, do you have a cheat meal? Even though I don't tend to use that word anymore, I know that we shouldn't view it as cheating. And most people on the show have said that, like, look, I'm going to choose to indulge here or there, but I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'm not doing it in hiding. And so, yeah, getting to that place where you can have a calm, hey, this is what I'm choosing to have. You know, for me, I was fantasizing about Olive Garden the other day. I was talking to my trainer about it. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sensitive to dairy now. Will I ever be able to go to Olive Garden and binge on breadsticks and Alfredo sauce? And he's like, well, you're gonna have to make that choice. And frankly, you know, when I think about the stomach ache, it's probably not that. Luckily, I'll tell you what, I'm so excited. One of the things that does not adversely affect me are donuts. So I'm very, very pleased about that. But that's it. That's just my side thing. I'm having a relationship with donuts lately. But back to a couple of things you said. My first question.
Can I interrupt you for just 1 second? Because I want to find out.
Yes.
Have you tried the Guiltless Superfoods skinny donuts?
No.
Oh, my God, they are amazing. They were at PaleoFX and they are amazing. And I was like, I basically told them, you can pay for your booth and donuts if you'd like. Because they're so...
Wait, what's it called? And we'll link this up in the show as well. Guiltless, yeah. What?
It's Guiltless Superfoods. And it's a 7-seed donut. And it's like a kind of a cake donut with a chocolate ganache. And it's all, you know, helping.
Shut up. And
everything. It's so good. Anyway, sorry.
Michelle, every time we talk, you and I become more best friends because you throw down stuff like that. So yeah, I'm going to, first of all, we just gave them a free ad spot on the show and I'm totally fine with that. And I will absolutely be looking them up after the show and probably ordering some immediately.
I'll connect you with Daniel and Lindsay. It's Daniel and Lindsay Crouch. They're the owners of it. They're an amazing couple. Really cool. In fact, you should probably have them on on your show because he's also a trainer and everything, and he's a great guy and really amazing people. But
heck yes,
but
absolutely.
I'll connect you guys together because I'm sure that they'll throw you some donuts for that.
We'll work for donuts. We'll work for Guiltless Superfood Donuts. I'm totally fine with that. You mentioned a couple of times, and maybe this is a term I should be familiar with, but I'm not. What did you mean by SAD diet?
Standard American diet.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Yeah. Good to know. Yeah. And that makes sense. And then one other thing before we move on and start talking about PaleoFX, your amazing, outstanding event, which I was blown away by, and I can't wait for the next one. You had mentioned, you know, how our bodies get used to when we're eating crap food, for example. Mm-hmm. And that's so true. And I thought another way to illustrate that, because I just went to my chiropractor this morning, I have this amazing new chiropractor, and yes, he's going to be on the show too. And he was taking these x-rays, and you know, I'm looking at these x-rays of my back and my neck, and, you know, he's showing me really how very messed up I am and how crooked my neck is and the way I stand, and it's affected my hips. And now it kind of makes sense, everything that my massage therapist have been telling me and my trainer have been telling me. You know, you have really tight hips, you've got, you know, issues with your left hamstring and this and that. It all makes sense because I see what's been going on behind the scenes. And what he had said to me was, you know, your body has just started to accommodate for the fact that this is happening on your right side. So you're going to lean away from that. And then because you're leaning away from that, that affects your back. And then your back affects your hips. And so you realize I haven't been walking around in excruciating pain. I haven't really noticed how limited my mobility was in my neck. I didn't notice, you know, when my neck would get tight, I would just go get a massage. I'm like, well, my neck's really tight. I'll just get a massage. And you never really think, like, my body is getting into this habit where it's over accommodating and moving things around into places they shouldn't be because it's a protection mechanism. Same thing with food. I used to eat crap food, but I would be bloated every day. I was just so used to being bloated every day and having stomach pains, probably like you were at the time, that it becomes a way of life and you just start to ignore it. Would you say that back in the day when you were having that it probably became so regular that it was almost like you just figured that's the way life is. I'm just always going to have these stomach pains.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what I call it is that that becomes your normal. And then when you go paleo or you go into some type of healthy template of eating and everything, and you clear all the fog and you clear all the pain and you clear the bloating and the suffering, the stomach aches and the pains and all of that stuff, then you find that you actually have this new normal that you had no idea could exist, because we buy into the theory. This is just the way we are as a society, and particularly here in Western society in the United States, is we buy into the theory that we are supposed to grow old and we're supposed to slowly, you know, kind of disintegrate, that we're just supposed to slowly go off into death and die this long, you know. And that's bullshit. And that's one of the biggest things for me about PaleoFX is getting people to understand that you don't buy into that theory, because that's not true. What the deal is that we're meant to live until the moment we die. We're not meant to die a slow, long death that starts at the age of 60. So your golden years are actually this horrid, I mean, it just doesn't even make any sense. It's not, your golden years are not supposed to be this horrid, painful, you know, slow descent into the hells of death. You know, the you know, it's just not, that's not how things are supposed to be. You're supposed to live and be healthy until the moment you die. And I think that's one of the biggest myths that I am just a huge, it's probably one of my biggest passions, is really educating people about the fact that they don't buy into that bullshit. Don't buy into that myth, because that's not really true. And you can live a long, healthy, productive life until the moment you die. And you don't have to be, I mean, like, I'm sorry, but look at Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne was healthy until the moment he died. And he got a fluke pneumonia. That's how he ended up dying. He had a fluke pneumonia thing that shouldn't have happened, that actually ended up being inflicted upon him by medical, him being part of the medical, going into the hospital. And if he hadn't, he would probably still be here. And the thing is, the dude was doing push-ups the day before he died, you know, probably that morning. But anyway, just, that's the way you're supposed to live. And that's the way you're supposed to die. Not this slow descent into hell. You know, just not, that's not how it's supposed to be. So yeah, I think it's just this new normal when you see what your body is truly capable of. And that's what I marvel at all the time, is how incredible our body is. Like what you're saying about, you stand this way because your neck hurts and whatever, but your body will just compensate for your bullshit. It will compensate for you to make things okay. It'll compensate and it'll go through complete hell for you. And then, you know, but the thing is that once you realize and you get to a point of new health, real true health, you feel that new normal, you will never want to go back to the other. That's why I said, when I indulge in something, and thank you, I could not think of that word earlier. When I indulge in something, I make sure that the pain that I'm going to suffer afterwards is going to absolutely be worth it, because I know it's going to be there, because my body is going to immediately go, oh, what the hell is this stuff? And so, and I think, I wish everybody could feel that, because the moment you feel that and you feel clear headed and you feel good and you have energy and what you will never want to go back to the other. Never.
Michelle, you said a phrase there. I was taking notes. I loved how you said two things. When you get used to a new normal and a new health. And I think about, you know, a couple, when I was growing up and I looked at people, I'm 48, that people, when I thought of being in my 50s or being in my 40s, like when we were growing up, that was old. Like that was that was when you were listening to elevator music and being boring. And no offense to my parents if they're listening to this, but it was like, and remember when people used to actually retire at 55? And I actually thought of that the other day. I was like 48, and then I thought, holy crap, I'm 7 years away from what used to be when people would go, I'm calling it a day. And then, and there's data to support that, you know, when you stop working at, you know, your health, all the data supports that health just deteriorates when people stop working and stop performing like they used to. But now when you I feel like I'm just getting started. And incidentally, I was having this very similar conversation about what you were saying with my new chiropractor. And again, they have a very great, holistic, healthy approach. And I can't wait to get these guys on the show. But they were basically saying the same thing, which is we should be planning to be hiking and camping and trail running and exploring the world and enjoying our lives up till the day we die. We're meant to just die in our sleep, not be, you know, disintegrating in a nursing home or a hospital. And it used to be that that's what you assumed. You assumed, and parents would joke about it with their kids, like, are you going to take care of me when I'm older, when I can't, you know, take care of myself? Like, everybody that's listening, it doesn't have to be that way. And you can understand, we've started talking a lot about this on the show, you know, your body is an amazing vessel. You should treat it like a temple. Treat it like the temple that it is, and try to look at life as, I'm going to see what I'm capable of, because I can assure you, your body and your mind are capable of so much more. It's a gift God's given you, and you should look at that like, what can I do with this life that I've been granted? What can I do with this vessel? And let's see how great I can make, you know, the rest of my life, the best of my life, right? And so I know I'm sounding very much like a bumper sticker right now, but I firmly believe it, and I'm feeling more energetic, more healthy, and more excited about my future and my healthy future than I ever have when I was 30 or 25. And that's the truth. And that's a beautiful thing. So I love that phrase, new normal and new health. And you're right. When you feel that way, when you do have times like for me, when I have that bad food and I had that stomach ache, let me tell you, I went to bed last night and I actually took out my journal and I wrote notes. I'm like, do not eat that again. This sucks. I don't want to be back here again. And too many people, they're living like that and they don't realize how much better their life can be. And, you know, just to back up before we start talking about PaleoFX, you mentioned what your symptoms were before you went paleo. You talked about rheumatoid arthritis, IBS, you had migraines all the time. There's so many of these chronic conditions that people have, whether it's, you know, stomach bloating or you know, not being able to process food or digestion, constipation, diarrhea, rheumatoid arthritis, migraines, headaches. If you've got something going on all the time, don't just assume that you have to accept it. That is a signal. Look at your body as like, you know, like a baby. It's crying out to you going, please help me. If something's going on with your head all the time, that's your body going, something is not right. Figure out what's making that happen. Don't just take a pill to mask it. Okay. Yeah. That's enough
Your body has an internal sentinel, and that's your sentinel. It's telling you, it's giving you the warning, the British are coming, they're telling you there's a problem here. And the problem is that by the time you get that warning is so far past, it's been going for forever. And because your body is so capable of compensating for the stuff that's wrong. But by the time you start getting signals, you really need to act. That is the absolute fire alarms, the whole nine yards, the lights going off, the locks, you know, all of this. It's everything is happening. That's when your body starts giving you those signals. That means you need to go get something done and taken care of. That's just not a don't sit around and wait for it to get worse or, accept that it's okay, because your body's not meant to have those things going on all the time. And the problem is we live in a system that is meant to, mask symptoms and not get to the root cause of what is happening to you. So we're a pill society, and that's how our doctors have been trained. They are trained to write you a prescription. They're trained to give you something that's going to maintain your disease, not cure your disease. And the thing is that your body's fully capable, if you give it what it needs, your body's fully capable of reversing all kinds of disease and actually curing you of diseases. In fact, this is something that I find interesting because most people don't know this. Do you know that your body cures you of cancer almost every single day? Almost every single day, you have cancer cells in your body that your body kills. Your body destroys cancer cells in your body every single day. Every person, not just people that have had cancer, every single person on this planet has cancer in your body, and your body gets rid of it every single day. But what happens is when we don't take care of our body and the accumulation of things that you're doing to your body, eating incorrectly, not exercising, not getting enough sleep, having too high a stress, all of these things, maybe doing some kind of drugs, taking any medications too. And this goes for prescription drugs. Those can be toxins that can completely compound. And then your body just finally gets to a point where it can no longer fight the cancer. That's when people get cancer. This is one of the things that I think is shocking to so many people is your body's amazing. It can do incredible things. You just got to give it what it needs.
So true. It really is so true. And I've had a couple really interesting interviews. I think one of them that I'm remembering was Sachin Patel. I hope I'm saying his name correctly. But he said, our bodies are capable of just what you said. healing so much more than a pill. And incidentally, we have a really good friend of our family. I'm not going to say his name because I asked him if he could come on the show. And he's like, you want me to say the things I'm telling you while I'm still a practicing doctor? I'm like, he's like, no. You know what I mean? He's part of the machine, but he understands the machine for what it is. And he said, you know, we were having a discussion at dinner one night, and he works in an emergency room practice. And he said, here's the deal, Kelly, I'm a drug dealer. That's what I'm incented to do as a doctor. And what doctors are incented to do is work for these pharmaceutical companies and get the drugs and play with the insurance system, turn them and burn them with the patients, whether it's in an ER or a regular practice. And that's really the situation. And I think back to all of the times I've been, I mean, we could have a whole other show, and I'm sure we will, about this. You know, I think about when I was going into my OBGYN with massive, I mean, I was almost hemorrhaging, bleeding all the time. And what was their answer? I'm sure you can guess. What do you think they told me to do,
Michelle?
Oh, yeah,
they probably told you to go on a medication. They might have even prescribed some hormones. They probably put you on a
birth control
pill, which is hormones.
And of course, they didn't tell me that, you know, they had done, I won't get too far off because I can easily, you and I could talk about this. And these are, for everybody listening, these are things that we will cover on the show in future episodes so that you can become better educated and inform your decisions and start, you know, again, becoming your own health advocate. But at the time, I was having massive bleeding where I was bleeding, you know, 25 days out of the month, truly. I mean, I was keeping Playtex in business at the time. And I went in and they did the scans on me and everything. And they said, oh, well, you have more cysts on your ovaries than last time. And I'm like, isn't that a problem? They said, well, some of them are bigger than last time, but it's not a problem. We'll just put you on the pill because that'll just make it all go away. And I'm like, but if I have more cysts, shouldn't we deal with that? Like, isn't that a problem? She's like, no, we'll just do this and we'll put you on the pill. Well, then they put me on this pill, Loloestrin Fay, which if you do some Googling on the side effects of that, I was horrified that I didn't do that in the beginning. But I used to be that person that when I saw a pill, I was like, oh, this is going to make everything better. I never looked at the side effects. I never thought I would get the side effects. I just wanted the quick fix. So they put me on that. I immediately had migraines for the first time in my life. I gained 25 pounds and I didn't attribute that to the pill. I attribute it to me, blamed me. And it actually made me so much worse. And I remember going back to them going, I'm taking this pill, I'm worse, I'm gaining weight, I have migraines. And they're like, it's not the pill, it's you. That's what they told me. And anyway, those are the types of experiences that men and women women and men for different reasons are having all over the place. And they don't think there's any other answers, but I can assure you both from, you know, Michelle's perspective and mine, there are some alternative care types of doctors out there. There's people that can help you. And again, really the key is that you become your advocate. You become the person that's pushing the buttons, asking the questions, doing the research, because there is a solution. And again, your body's a magnificent tool. Why don't you see what it's capable of? So that said, we digressed a little bit, but it was all good digression. Let's talk about PaleoFX. This is such an incredible event. It is like no other. And I can say that because I have been a conference attending hound for quite a while, both on like the marketing side, but also the fitness and nutrition side. You've done something extraordinary. And I think you guys have been around, how many years? Is it 6 years? Or tell us, why don't I just put this on you? Tell us when you founded the company. Tell me the story, because you told me this privately, and I loved hearing the story of how you and Keith came up with this idea for this amazing conference, and then how you got started, how long you've been around. And for those folks that have never attended, tell us what it's all about, because I attended for the first time, and I'm obsessed, and I can't wait to go again.
Well, PaleoFX is a three-day immersion event into a lifestyle. And the thing is that diet is a very, very tiny portion of what our event is about. Because honestly, at the end of the day, you need to be kind of your own health advocate. You've got to do your own research and figure out what works for you, because there's not one particular paleo diet. There's a million, as many people as there are on the planet. There's a different one for everybody. And you have to find out what works for you. And the thing is that there's a basic template to jump off from, but where everybody kind of jumps off from, and then you start tweaking from there. And it's really super simple. But the lifestyle is what I think people don't understand, is that it's a full lifestyle. It's about living a toxin-free life, and that includes everything in your life, including the things that you put on your body, the things you clean your home with, you know, toxic people. You need to have toxic people out of your life because they're a stressor that's, you know, it takes away from your peace of mind and it takes away from your overall health and well-being. And so it's all of these different things. It's also taking out the, you know, becoming more self-sustainable. It's about sustainability in that specific sense of, you know, sustainability as we think of it towards, you know, farming practices and that type of thing. So the conference is just the 3-day immersion into the lifestyle, and it's a whole lot of fun. But it's an incredible event because we have been able to curate the best speakers in the world on, and the best experts to come in and speak on this for those 3 days. And we have talks and we have mastermind panels. We have think tanks. We have demonstrations. We have hands-on. It's very highly interactive. And the networking at this event and meeting people who are like-minded is completely off the chain, because that's probably the biggest feature of our event that anyone that attends will tell you, is the networking is the best. And so we just have a really good time. But it all started because we saw a need. We saw there was a need for this. And so we just, you know, filled the niche. And so Keith and I were in Los Angeles. We were attending Ancestral Health Symposium, which is our sister symposium. It's an academic symposium versed in the ancestral health world. Ours is a very practical symposium, so we are decidedly not academic. Now, there is science that's always presented at PaleoFX, but it's not what we're known. That's not what we're known for. We're more known for the putting the theory to practice. And so we were attending the inaugural Ancestral Health Symposium in 2011, in August of 2011. And Keith spoke at the event, and we were blown away by it. We thought the event was amazing. But one of the things that we noticed very quickly, we were sitting on the tarmac because our plane was delayed flying back home. Our takeoff was delayed. So we were sitting on the tarmac for probably about 15, 20 minutes. And Keith and I were just talking about the event and what we got out of it and what we liked and what we didn't and what we thought needed to be changed and blah, 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 blah. And so we're going through all of this. And, you know, the thing is that we own gyms too. We are partners in a very small but rapidly growing boutique chain of exercise studios. And so we have a lot of clients, and we just started thinking, you know, at the end of the day, our clients don't really care about the science. They're happy that science exists, but they don't really want to hear about that. What they want to know is, what do they do today? What do I do right now at 8 o'clock in the morning? What should I be doing? Should I be eating? Should I be lifting something? If I should be lifting something, what should I lift? And how long should I lift for? And all of these things. And so at the end of the day, they just want to know how to put this in play in their life. And so we realized a practical application of paleo is what was needed, and that we needed to provide that. So our intention, we just realized we needed to do it. And so one of the big things about this was, our gyms, we have some proprietary equipment, and we really wanted an opportunity to get our gyms out there, and we wanted to get an opportunity to get our proprietary equipment out there and kind of noticed. And so that's one of the biggest reasons why we decided to do PaleoFX. And the idea was born in August of 2011, and by I guess maybe September, with our business partner Mark, we had decided to move forward and to have PaleoFX. We were going to do it initially at our gym, and we were going to have some cooking demonstrations. We were going to have some talks. We were going to have some panels. We were going to have movement sessions, all of that stuff. And then I think sometime in October, we had another person that became involved in the event by complete fluke. Actually, we were meeting with him about something else, and he just happened to get to the meeting a little bit early while we were closing up our meeting for PaleoFX. And he said, "Hey, I couldn't help but overhear what you were talking about. You guys really should do a big event. You should really do a big event." And we were like, "Well, none of us have the bandwidth to do that." And he offered to help. And so we ended up doing a big event. And we had intended to grow PaleoFX, not quite that rapidly. And so it's been a huge learning curve, but we launched. So that was about October when we decided to do a full scale big event and not do it at our gym. And we launched on Keith and I's anniversary, March 14th of 2012. And so we're going into our 7th year right now.
Wow.
Anyway, and what's interesting is that in 2012, we had 600 people. In 2013, we had 1,200 people. In 2014, we had 1,800 people. In 2015, we were at 2,700 people. And in 2016, we had over 3,000. And this year, we had over 7,400. We had 7,405 people. So
Whoa. It's
grown exponentially every year, and it becomes, it's taken on a life of its own. And it's, we just raise a bar every year of what we're going to do to make it better than the last year. And so we start working on the event. So I've been full-time into PaleoFX. I had a business. I had a catering business that ended up getting put on the back burner because I just didn't have time because PaleoFX took up all of my time. And so we hired our very first employee in 2014. And so from all that other previous time, it was me running the whole thing until I was able to hire my first employee in 2014. And anyway, it's been an amazing ride, and we've been very blessed. It's like I said, we started planning the 2018 event in October of last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So it takes
I mean, at the rate you're growing.
Yeah. So we will, this year in October, we'll start working on, well, we actually already have started working on the 2019 event, but we'll actually really kick it. It'll get onto the calendar and we'll start working the 2019 event in October. So it's it is a full-time deal. We have a big team and, some amazing people that work for us, and we've been very, very blessed. And it's really interesting because, we didn't start this as a business. This was a mission. It was a passion for us, and it turned into a business in 2014. And we got some really good advice, and I'm involved in a company called ID Life. Our company is ID Life Wellness, and we got involved with that company, and I was being trained. I'm one of the leaders of the company, and was being trained by some incredible people and got an opportunity to have some one-on-one training with Darren Hardy, who is the editor of Success Magazine, or former editor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so was talking to Darren and was telling him, he was asking us about what all we do, and was telling him, and he said, "So you're successful?" And we were like, "Well, we don't, the big thing for us is we just want to break even. As long as we break even," because I can tell you the first year we did not break even. We went into debt, and the personal debt was taken on by me and Keith personally. So once we were talking to him, he was like, "Well, can I say something to you? And I want you to just be really open to it." And he goes, "And just hear me." He goes, "And you may think it's crap, but I'm just going to say this to you." He said, "It's great that you're mission motivated, that you're not money motivated." He said, "But I just want to say to you, do you understand that if you make more money, you can touch more people because you build a bigger platform?" And we were like, "Oh, crap." So It changed the way we, then we went back and restructured everything to actually be a business and to really make sure that we were making money. And so we've hired an incredible team, and it's just been amazing. So you know, HaloFX hopefully will live on for years to come.
Of course it will. I mean, it's an amazing event. I'm disappointed that I hadn't gotten to attend before, but I love that, you know, I live in Austin now and you and I are neighbors, and it was great to meet you and hang out with you the first event, and just to walk around and see. It's a different vibe, again, from somebody like me that's been to so many different kinds of conferences. You know, not only just the physically, the way that you've set it up, like when I was walking around where the booths were, there's so much more room, people are friendlier, even the people that are the companies that you've chosen to sponsor there. You want to talk to all of them. There's almost no booth that I walked by that I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk to them, or every single one. So it was really incredible. I certainly encourage, and we will link up to everything in the show. And really, before I forget, before I wrap up, I know that you've told everyone, we've talked about PaleoFX, and so two questions as we, because we are hitting our time wall here. Michelle, tell people where they can find out about PaleoFX, where, you know, when the upcoming conference is, where they can buy tickets. And then also just if you can reiterate, and we'll put that in the show notes as well, what are the dates for that coming
okay,
up?
Okay, so the dates for PaleoFX this next year is April 27th through the 29th of 2018. And it's at Palmer Event Center. We take over the entire Palmer Event Center. And it's an incredible event, and we do what we call ticket sprints. And so our fall ticket sprint is getting ready to open here September. And so in September you can get tickets. Then when it closes and it reopens, the tickets go up in price. So that's how we do our, and there's a certain number of tickets that are available during that time. We have sold out each of our ticket sprints so far. So we've had two ticket sprint so far. This will be our third. This is the first year that we're doing this, and it seems to be working really well for us. So that's the plan. So you can get your tickets on at paleofx.com, paleofx.com. And you can always follow us on all of our social media. Everything is PaleoFX. And then my social media is all Zero Gravity Soul, and it's Z-E-R Zero Gravity Soul. And I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, and I'm on Facebook. And so.
Awesome.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, Michelle, I mean, obviously we opened the door. I have a whole page of notes here, things that we talked about that can be continued on future episodes. And we certainly, you know, will be talking about PaleoFX a lot. It's an awesome, awesome event. I will be there. We want to help you, you know, get the word out so that we get a lot of new folks attending, so that you can be at 20,000 people and beyond. I think it's an amazing event. I'm certainly looking up those guiltless donuts right after we finish. But thank you so much for being on the show. I will be texting you as well so we can have our dinner that we've been chatting about. And for everybody else, thanks for listening. Of course, all these show notes will be over at fitfluentialradio.com. We'll hope to have Michelle back on the show. We'll talk more about PaleoFX. And of course, if you have any questions for Michelle, you can follow her. She's told you all of her social media and PaleoFX, but you can also leave questions on fitfluentialradio.com or on iTunes as well. So thanks everybody for tuning in, and we will see you.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of Fitfluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit fitfluentialradio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of Fitfluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Alexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.